Coach, you just got a few days left here in Napa. What do you hope to get accomplished this week?
Just carry on, you know, really. You know, I think it's been a really productive time for us up here in Napa. It's a beautiful place to hold camp. It's great to have our fans out. We've got terrific fans out here supporting us every day. And it's been good. It's been a good, productive time. So we just want to finish strong, you know, finish this preparation, finish this last week of camp, and then, you know, travel for the first time and do a good job with that.
What is Ponder brought to you guys?
Well, he's got a lot of starts in the league. He's got a lot of experience. He's got a knowledge, having been with Musgrave before. He understands Bill's system a little bit, some of the terminology. So he brings experience and, ability, quarterback ability. He knows Bill real well. So I think, you know, with that combination of things, he was attractive to us in terms of bringing him in here as a free agent.
One of the things you had to do when you became head coach of the team is learn the roster and learn the players. What do you know about your team and your players today that you didn't know, say, 3 or 4 months ago?
A lot. I mean, you're learning a lot about your team every day. You get a chance to work them. You know, I thought we came back from time off today as well as we have in camp. I mean, better than we have in camp. You know, coming back with focus, so that, you know, the quality of the work was stronger after following a day off, and that's what we're looking for, you know. So I think, you know, I'm starting to see who the leaders are. There are a few guys that are leaders because they've been here a long time or they've been in the league a long time, but then you start to see who the other core leaders of your team are as they emerge and develop. So, you know, that's all good stuff.
Hey, Coach, have you seen things change at all since Friday night's performance for the players? I mean, there's been this incredible positivism around here, you know, since April. But now you've had this game where there was success and you guys looked good. Are people starting to think, you know, Jesus, I mean, we are good. I mean, has the vibe changed at all?
Well, I think, look, I'm not going to get too caught up in successes or failures. You know, when we are failing, we want to fail fast and learn from it and move on. Certainly we'll celebrate our success. It's a lot more fun after a win, for sure. So, but in terms of keeping perspective, this is a team. We understand what's in front of us. We understand, you know, what our goals are for this year, what we think we can be. And we're not trying to convince anybody outside of our building. You know, we feel good about, you know, who we are and where we're heading and how we're going to do things and how we're going to do it together for each other. So beyond that, I think, you know, we're just going to keep grinding, keep working at it, keep trying to improve, you know, recognizing that, you know, where we are now is, you know, we're at the bottom of this mountain. We've got a long climb ahead of us, a lot of work to do. So we're just busy working at it.
Are any of the guys who are out right now in danger of missing the start of the season, or is it all still short-term stuff?
You know, I couldn't answer that because I'm not looking at a list. And I probably wouldn't answer it even if I was looking at the list. You know, I think we'll get a few guys back here shortly, and you know, some may linger a little bit.
It seemed like Andre took a pretty hard fall on Sunday. Is that of some concern?
No, actually, I don't know that anything directly from that fall was causing anything, though. So, you know, he's a guy that'll bounce back, you know, in short order.
Your backup defensive linemen seem to play pretty well on Friday and have had some good practices in terms of Harris and Lumpkin and guys like that. What have you seen in terms of that defensive line depth there?
Yeah, I think there's some good battles there for roles, you know, for positions on the team and for roles, you know, on the defense. And you know, whether we're talking about starting roles, whether we're talking about backup roles, we play a couple different defensive groupings. So, you know, guys have a chance to fight their way into different groupings. And I think the depth is pretty good. You know, I think we're working at it and competing and challenging each other. I think there's growth in the group taking place. And, you know, we feel like we have a good strong nucleus of men in the offensive and defensive fronts. You know, I mean, some big, strong, athletic guys. You know, we're working hard at the technique of how we want to do it, and they're developing. You know, they're gaining confidence because they're seeing, you know, how you know, doing things a certain way is leading to success. And so with that, they're gaining confidence, and we should continue to grow.
How has Feliciano progressed through camp?
He's been good. You know, he's a scrappy guy. He's a fighter. I mean, he likes to compete. You know, he's a smart guy. He knows multiple positions, so you know, he's done a nice job.
What did you see from Devin Wiley that made you want to bring him in, and what's his role going to be?
He'll have a chance to compete, slot receiver, punt returner, you know, those types of things. Yeah, so he's got some quickness. He was a guy that, you know, a few years back was, you know, had a decent draft grade. He's been around a little bit, and we'll give him a chance to compete.
Jack, what excites you most about this offense, the offense you have?
Well, I think we're going to be able to, move the ball and score points. And, you know, I was talking just a minute ago about the fronts and about the defensive and offensive lines, and I think that's where it starts. So I think, you know, when you start there and then you add in, I think, a quarterback that has a chance, then, you know, it can be the beginning of a good group.
How has Derek improved this year from what you saw on film and stuff last year?
Yeah. I mean, we're just working every day. We're trying to improve the entire roster. Derek's no different. Certainly, you know, had a nice start to his career, and we're just looking to build on that and grow from there.
Lee Smith, anything you can share on Seal Moore or Wofford status?
No, not really. It's one of those situations where, you know, it's kind of day to day. It's just been day to day for a number of days.
There weren't many opportunities the other night in the kick return game. Is that something you're confident in going forward that you'll be able to find a kick and a punt?
Well, return? You know, we certainly want to be strong in that area on special teams. We feel like that's a vital part for us, phase of the game we want to win. You know, we didn't have to punt it much, which was good. Just with the way the game fell, it just, you know, there was not a lot of opportunities to get exposure. But I'm sure that changes as it go throughout the preseason. So we'll continue to evaluate it and continue to develop those guys.
Lee Smith he plays tight end, but he was telling me that he feels like an honorary offensive lineman. Is it nice to have a guy like that who likes to grind and block in that spot?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough guy. He's a veteran guy that understands what it takes to be able to run the ball and some of the combination blocks that he'll be a part of. And the fact that he's, you know, not a glamour guy, he's not really too concerned with his stats. He just wants to help the team in any way he can. That's a good thing.